You already know what it is.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran
on 106.1 BLR.
The Cooper Lauren Show.
So now you took a complete year off, but you did wacky things like swam with sharks and you were strapped to the front of a plane, new tattoos. Yeah. So what's going on there?
Are you dying? Like, is that a bucket list? What's going on?
No, despite all the achievements that I've had in my own professional career, I haven't really done anything that exciting in my normal life. And like, at any time I'd visit a city, it'd be like, right, hotel room, gig, or find a bar or something. But there'd never be like, go and see the Sydney Opera House, or go and swim in the Barrier Reef, or like go and see all the temples in Kyoto. Like, it was I just went and did all the touristy things that I'd never done before.
Yeah, I remember the first time I met you was years ago at another radio station I worked at, and you had just come here, you were just introducing yourself, and you were sort of very a little shy, I would say, and just you came, you played A-Team, and you were just very sweet, and then suddenly, boom, like fame happened really quickly for you. So how do you deal with that?
I think you get less shy, because fame's a really weird thing, because I don't really have it in the same way that other people have it. Like, I don't have people like stalking my houses or like paparazzi waiting outside, but I do have it in the sense where I can't really go anywhere. But I don't have it like on my doorstep. But if I went outside my house, it would be there. Does that make sense? I know that doesn't really make sense.
It makes perfect sense. Yeah, it's not like you're a Kardashian.
If I was to go to the shops or the cinema or a concert, it would not be very fun for me. So it's a kind of weird thing where I haven't got like this impending doom of people trying to get into my life, but if I invite them in, it's not that fun.
Right, and you're so recognizable. I mean, I'm not just saying just the red hair. I mean, everything about you, your people have
all
seen
the tattoos.
And now
I've got a huge scar on my face as well. So there's no, even if I hide my tattoos, people would be like, nah, it's you, you've got a scar on your face.
So are you done with the tattoos now, or are you going to go for more?
No, I think I'm going to go for more. I just like them. I don't like the pain, and I don't like the healing process, but I just like them. I like being colourful.